Hi, I'm Selena Reese. I'm a junior here at Collegiate, and I'm going to be interviewing two other students about their experience with extracurriculars and how that shapes our high school career. We're going to talk and be in depth, and I hope you guys enjoy. Okay, so I'm here today with Kit. Say hello, Kit.
Hi.
So my first question for you is, like, how did your high school plan differ from your current experience?
In terms of, like, how I planned for things to go, it's been very different, especially with COVID and the school shooting and everything. But overall, it's been pretty much what I expected.
I understand that. And how, like, how did COVID, like, infringe on your plan?
It definitely gave me time to think about who I wanted to be going into high school, and it gave me a chance to shed my middle school attitude, which I very much appreciate.
Totally understandable. Are you active in any extracurricular activities, and how did that help shape your high school experience?
So I do quite a few extracurriculars, but my favorite one and the one I'm probably most active in is speech and debate. And it's really helped me figure out, like, what I want to do career-wise, and it's helped really curate my interest in government and politics and given me the skills to be successful in that.
And, like, how did that help with that?
What do you mean?
Like, how did being active in speech and debate help you with your goals in politics?
Because it gave me the ability to be a good public speaker and write a quick essay and come up with thoughts and figure out what I believe and think on my feet. And all of those are skills that I can use in the future that have helped me become a better student as well.
Okay. How do you feel like your schedule compares to other students that don't have, like, extracurriculars?
I am definitely more busy than they are. For example, my best friend does not do any extracurriculars. And she has much more free time than I do, but I think overall we're still both receiving a great education.
Okay. Do you feel like your extracurricular activity or, like, speech and debate adds more stress to your schedule?
I think it does, in the sense that there's more I have, like, I still have to get a lot done and I have less time to do it. But overall, I think it helps me manage my time better because I know I have to get things done and I know I'll have less time.
I really, like, just forgot my last next question. It's crazy. Oh, it's better than five. Looking, like, at your high school experience so far, like, would you change anything with your involvement in speech and debate for the sake of less stress?
I would not, because while I definitely complain to my friends about the stress, and just in general, all of it, I love it, and I would not change any of it. It's one of my favorite things to do.
And, like, how do you cope with, like, this extra stress that goes on, like, with your assignments and, like, juggling speech and debate and everything else?
Usually I just kind of ignore it, and
ignoring it works.
I ignore it, but, like, honestly, I don't get super stressed with it. I just, like, I'm like, oh, I'm stressed, okay, and then I make a list of things I need to do, and I sit down with some apple juice, and I get it all done.
So, like, what makes that extra, like, that time and effort worth it to you?
I win a lot, and I enjoy winning.
Winning is great.
So, definitely the want to win and prove other people wrong.
Like, would you recommend, like, involvement in speech and debate to others?
Absolutely, I would. Guys, we're always recruiting. Seriously, please join speech and debate.
All right, thank you, Kit. With Ella. Say hello, Ella.
Hi.
So, Ella, my first question for you is, how did your high school, like, your plan for high school differ from your current experience?
Well, to be honest, I didn't really, like, have a plan for high school. I literally just ended up going here because my friends were going here and because I hadn't really had time to, like, think through, like, oh, where am I gonna go and whatnot. So, So I feel like there wasn't much of an idea that I had. And like, yeah, there are like certain things that like, I was like, oh, well, didn't expect that, but like, it's not like, there hasn't been much of a thing, if you know what I mean.
And like, did COVID change anything of that for you?
Not really, other than being, I guess, that did change. Like, other than being virtually, though, like, COVID didn't really affect my life much. Like, I was still able to, like, connect with people and be with my friends and whatnot. And then, like, and yeah, we were virtual, but, like, I was still learning and doing things. So it wasn't, like, I didn't expect my freshman year to be, like, online. But it didn't do much to, like, change the expectations that I had.
Okay. Are you active in any extracurricular activities, and how did that help shape your experience?
Yeah, I am part of a lot of activities, and a lot of, like, clubs and stuff. I'm part of the speech and debate team, which I, like, kind of knew it was a thing, but then, like, I actually joined it, and then, like, that helped me really connect with my friends. And I mean, like, there's been like issues too, but it's not like, it's not been like hasn't like negatively impacted my experience. It's been like a positive impact of like having something to do, having a community that I'm a part of in the school. And that I'm also on the student council. I'm a student council member, which I was actually thinking about this recently. That is probably one of the things that I find most different. I didn't have to, like, really run or anything because I was one of the only people in my mentor group to actually, like, want to be on student council. So it didn't, like, actually change much. Nothing actually, like, big happened. I'm still in my mentor. I'm still that, but, like, that was probably one of the hardest things, because I remember, like, fourth grade, I ran for, like, student council, which is so funny that Ella and I just go, and I didn't win, and my,
poor little Ella.
I know, my fourth grade teacher was like, Ella, it'll be okay, it's more important in high school, and well, I think he's right, like, it's not like, it didn't feel like such, like, a big thing.
Okay. How does being, like, in student council and speech and debate, like, how does that impact with your schedule?
It makes me really busy. Speech and debate is a huge commitment. Like, we meet every Tuesdays and Thursdays, and, like, also, and then on top of that, like, you're essentially working on cases forever. Like, I would stay up until, like, past midnight working on cases, and like that affects like that, and it like it's a lot of like another homework thing, and it's like fun, but it's also a lot, and it's really stressful. And student council also was like, I had to rework my schedule a bunch, and like even at the beginning of the year I was working on Wednesday nights, and we meet like Wednesday, like not Wednesday nights, but Wednesday evenings we meet, and I was working at the same time, and so I had to step down from a committee because I was working. So I mean, it makes my schedule a lot busier than it would be if I didn't do anything.
And like, how would you say like that impacts your like school personal life balance?
I think my personal life and school overlap a lot. Like, I do things with, like, I don't know a lot of people outside of school. Like, I don't interact with people outside of school that much. Even, like, things that I do that are not school-related, like, I go to a youth group but, like, all of the people that go to that youth group are people that go here, like, that I know because partially because I go here, not just because I go to that church, but like, so yeah, I don't remember what the question was. Oh, impact or like, school life balance. Yeah. So yeah, I feel like just like school at this point kind of is my life, and not like, not that I don't have a personal life, but like my personal life overlaps with school so much that it's like
it's kind of easy to balance it
all. Yeah.
Okay. Does like speech and debate and student council like add more stress to your schedule, like with all your classes that you take? And
yeah, I mean, I'd say yeah. Speech and debate in particular, like student council is pretty chill. Like it's fun. Like I actually like do work for that, but it's not like, there's not a lot of like, there's not a lot of like big things that I have to do. Like, but speech and debate in particular adds a lot of stress because like on top of going to my classes, I'm working on cases all the time. I'm running, practicing rounds, yada, yada, yada. And then actually competing, like, speech and debate tournaments are, like, really big. There's a lot of people. And you're there for, like, more than 24 hours. Like, we have calculated it, like, because you're there Fridays, typically, Friday nights, and all day Saturdays. So it's, like, you are there from 3 to 10 Friday and 7 to 10 Saturday. So it's a lot.
And like, how do you like cope with that stress instead of like trying to keep up with your grades and still like be successful?
I don't. That's not true. I mean, like, I'm pretty good at like getting stuff done under pressure, and so like if there's something that needs to be done and there's like pressure to get it done, then it will get done. So speech and debate kind of almost like puts more pressure to do that, to get things done. And so I think like one of the ways that like I balance it out is just by like, honestly, I don't really know. I just add speech and debate to like a homework list. If I'm doing homework, I'm doing speech and debate too. So
okay.
I don't know. I've kept everything up and going, you know?
And, like, looking back on, like, everything that you've experienced these past 3 years, would you change anything about your involvement in student council or speech and debate for, like, the sake of less stress or just for, like, you feel like you'd do better without it?
No, I wouldn't. I think that, like, no, I like being part of all these clubs. Those aren't the only clubs that I do, but those are, like, the big ones. And so, like, and the ones that take up the most time. So I think that, like, if I had the chance, I probably would actually have joined them earlier because I didn't join either of them until sophomore year. So I would have, like, tried to be a part of them more freshman year. But
well, yeah, it's kind of hard freshman year with COVID.
With COVID, yeah. So that's why I didn't do anything, is because I was like, what is happening? So
Yeah.
And
like, what makes that extra time and the effort that it takes to show up for speech and debate and like be active in student council that makes it like worth it to you?
Well, okay, speech and debate for sure is like, has like really helped with a lot of like school stuff. Like, it's actually like, I'm like pretty good at essays and presentations and like things like that now, because I think partially speech and debate has been so helpful with that, because I can do a bunch of quick research that's really good and I can find a lot of it and then compile it really well. But I think that also like, and then student council, like on that side of things, like the actual like planning things for other people to enjoy is really fun to me, and like making things so that, and like adding my input into things as well, so that like and just like kind of sharing that with other people is, I think, really important.
And would you like recommend like activities in student council and speech and debate to like other like incoming freshmen or just like current students?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think while both of them, there's a lot of stuff that happens, it is also so fun, and just the overall like benefits outweigh, I think, the negatives of like just, yeah, I don't know. It's speech and debate is like a cult, okay? It's like not in a bad way cult, but like it is definitely like, you ask anyone in speech and debate, they will be like, yeah, just join speech and debate. So I will say that to anyone, that they should join speech and debate, because it's super fun, and like it's like really